Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine. One new song, a bit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine.
Everybody, welcome to Smashy Claws Claw Machine, week 40. The 40th week. Four sets of 10 weeks. 10 sets of 4 weeks. So many weeks. The Haunted Guitar. The continuation of our Goosebumps Halloween-inspired songs. This one based on a lesser-known Goosebumps story. In fact, it's a short story included in kind of a book of novellas that R.L. Stine did. And I haven't read it. I haven't read The Haunted Guitar. I assume it's mildly mediocre, like all the other Goosebumps things, but I can't really comment officially because I haven't read it. And there's no adaptation in the TV show that I could watch or anything, so I assume it's about a guitar that is haunted. That's certainly what our song is about. It's a sort of it's a pastiche of 50s rockabilly Elvis type stuff, and so is the video. The video is just, you know, me in front of a green screen with a ghost band playing behind me, and Nathan off to the side wearing a green screen suit holding up the haunted guitar. It wasn't really a haunted guitar. Sorry to disappoint you people who thought it was, but it was just Nathan in a green screen suit off to the side. So, no haunted. We do not possess a haunted guitar that we were able to utilize for this video. It was simply a green screen suited Mr. Nathan Long off to the side, holding it and swaying the guitar to create the illusion of a guitar that was being possessed. And then I just danced and did a bunch of random stuff in front of the green screen because I didn't have to play instruments. It's a ghost band, you know. So it's a silly, goofy, ridiculous sort of video. Much like the story itself, I'm sure, if I were to have read it. And I dare say that I look pretty darn Elvis-y in this one. I got rid of the beard to look all clean-shaven, like the Elvis of the 50s, the Elvis of days past. And I put on my best Elvis moves with the swaying hips and playing the acoustic electric guitar. I think it came out looking, you know, I'd say it's the closest to Elvis that you'll ever possibly see me look like. I did my best, and I think it came closer than perhaps other people would be able to come if they tried to do an Elvis impression. Maybe not Andy Kaufman levels of Elvis impersonationage, but, you know, I'm not the bottom of the Elvis impersonation barrel. That I'm at least like a little towards the, like the middle, I'd say, of the barrel. That particular barrel. There are many barrels that I am towards the bottom of, but that particular barrel I am a little bit elevated from the bottom. So thanks for checking out Smashy Claws Claw Machine Week 40, The Haunted Guitar. Week 40, man. We're getting close to the end. Thank God. And we're going to continue on. We're going to muster the strength to venture forward in this ridiculous endeavor that we've done all year. And we're going to finish off these Goosebumps songs throughout the month. If you hate being reminded of R.L. Stine, then don't worry, it'll be over soon. And I should mention we're doing a show next Friday, the 14th. At Seventh Circle in Denver. We played there a couple times. It's a nice cozy location to play the rock and rollin' stuff. So if you like the rock and rollin' stuff, come on out to Seventh Circle on the 14th and hear us play some of our songs. And of course, we're doing an Indiegogo right now. You can go to tinyurl.com/smashygogo and get in on that. We're making two new albums for the price of like one and a half. So I think that's a deal that you're going to regret passing up. So, yeah, just go on over there and get yourself the second and third Smashy Claw albums. You deserve it. Treat yourself, man.